proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In our last session, we began a series on those things that God describes as virtues. This week, we look at the virtue of temperance. The word temperance denotes an internally imposed discipline. Classical Greek philosophers often employed the Greek word for temperance as a synonym for self-control. Many people today, when they hear the word temperance, think of that social phenomenon known as the temperance movement. Within that context, the temperance movement functioned as an effort to discourage the consumption of alcoholic beverages. Rather than promoting moderation and imbibing intoxicants, the temperance movement sought to ban outright the usage and sale of such liquids. The New Testament Greek word translated as temperance is ekrateia. It's described as being the suppression of harmful desires. According to the 24th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul reasoned with the Roman procurator Felix about, quote, righteousness, temperance, ekrateia, and judgment to come. Since Felix had a historical reputation for cruelty, the apostle's discourse no doubt proved unsettling to him. The Old Testament narrative promoted temperance and behavior. For example, Solomon taught in the 16th chapter of Proverbs that, quote, he that ruleth his spirit was superior to he that taketh a city, unquote. Likewise, the New Testament taught temperance as a virtue. According to Luke chapter 21, Jesus Christ exhorted his disciples, quote, in your patience possess ye your souls, unquote. In the first chapter of his second epistle, Peter advised his readers to add, quote, to knowledge, temperance, unquote. The apostle regarded temperance as being an essential element in Christian maturity. The Bible provided several examples of individuals who exercised temperate behavior under adverse external conditions. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, for instance, we read about David that he, quote, behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him, unquote. As King Saul's new favorite, David surely suspected that his position in that monarch's court would evoke jealousy amongst the other king's courtiers. Yet he acted in such a way as to avoid provoking them to oppose him. How can a Christian cultivate the virtue of temperance? First, a believer must recognize that God is in control of all things. The author of Psalm 115 noted that, quote, our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased, unquote. God himself affirmed that statement. In the 14th chapter of Isaiah, he remarked, quote, the Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, unquote. Christians must therefore allow God to take control of their lives. They need to emulate Jesus Christ. In the Garden of Gethsemane, in the face and knowledge of the sufferings he would endure hours later, the Savior submitted to his heavenly Father, indeed saying, quote, not my will, but thine be done, unquote. Believers need to yield yourselves unto God, as Paul wrote in the 6th chapter of Romans, reckoning themselves as, quote, those that are alive from the dead, unquote. Temperance, self-control, is a virtue that testifies to the control of Jesus Christ in one's life. As Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 3, yet not I who live, but Christ who liveth in me. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.